This week, after we were done assigning families for our Adoptive Families program for Christmas, we had gift cards left over. And so that many of you donated so generously. So I decided to go to one of the poorest areas in the city to give them away. What I knew from growing up poor is that a lot of poor families shop at Family Dollar. It is the one place where you can go to find a $5 or $10 gift or a toy for your children when times are rough. The first woman I spotted was a woman who had a buggy full of small $2 and $3 toys that looked like she was shopping for a lot of people. So I decided to interrupt her shopping and offer her a gift card. She looked stunned. She said, "Oh my God, really? For me? I don't know how you knew," she said, "but I have 8 children, and me and my husband have struggled so much this year with the pandemic, and we really didn't know how we would make it. I came here to try to get what I could," she said. "This is the first time that I've ever received anything from anyone." And she began to cry in gratitude. And she said, "I had begun to think that nobody cared about us." And I said, "Well, God cares about you, and God thinks you're somebody special." The second woman that I felt led to give a card to was actually the clerk behind the register. There was something in her voice that sounded frustrated when she was asked a question by one of the shoppers. So I went on a hunch that she could probably use a gift card as a worker because they don't make very much. So as I slipped her the card and wished her a Merry Christmas, she picked up her phone and she said, "Thank you so much. Can I show you something?" And on her phone, she showed me a picture of her 13-year-old daughter's report card. She said, "My daughter is a straight-A student and very smart." She said, "I lost my job at U of R with the downsizing of the pandemic, where I worked in food service." She said, "I have 3 children, and my daughter got accepted for an international trip overseas, and I couldn't afford to send her. My friends from U of R helped to pay for her fees so that she could go, but I had nothing else to give her. But with this card, I can now fill my daughter's suitcase with the things that she will need." She said, "I'm so grateful to God." And then she thanked me. Well, Spiritus, it was through your generosity that you brought the message of Christmas to these 2 women. The message of good tidings to the poor. And just as I had interrupted their lives to bless them, God comes today to interrupt our lives to bless us with this beautiful gift of baby Jesus, who brings us the true message of Christmas. And that message is that we are somebody to God, that we are special, that we are precious. So precious that God gave us God's best gift, Jesus. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus has come into our world, friends, as the ultimate complement to the human race. Jesus comes into our world as a human baby to see life from our perspective, to understand what it is to struggle, to hurt, to cry, to be tempted, to feel lost, to have pain, to live in poverty, to experience rejection. Recently, I dropped into an apartment complex to give a package to Sister Margie. And in the lobby of her complex, there was an African-American woman that I was introduced to. So after Margie left, she and I began to talk. And she told me how she hadn't been to church in a very long time, and all the problems that she had with the church, and that she was looking for a specific kind of church that was more perfect, a perfect church, so she could be a perfect Christian, because she didn't feel like she fit into the church. Well, she thought she needed to be perfect, and find perfection. But you know, we often make that mistake that God is looking for perfection. God isn't. God isn't looking for perfection. God is looking for a chance to break into our hearts and into the world to show us how much God loves us, just the way we are, even in a pandemic, when our world has been turned upside down. Family gatherings, for many of us, where we would normally get together and love each other and hug each other, all of that has been interrupted. We've been called on to mask and to social distance and to school our children at home, to limit where we go and who we're able to see. Some of you have lost jobs, houses. Everything about your life right now is an interruption. Social systems that once worked are no longer working well for us, especially for the poor. And so what better time for God to break through our interruptions than now to remind us that we are loved? Our Caring Connection volunteer, Lisa, told me recently, she said, you know, I'm usually someone who protects my personal space. But she said, Reverend Myra, with this pandemic, when it's over, I'm gonna hug the whole world. Don't you feel like hugging the whole world? Well, God did hug the world when God gave us Jesus. When we hug each other, we let each other know that we love one another. A hug says, I hear you, I'm with you. And when that contact is taken away, it's easy to feel alone, to wonder about our worth. Well, Christmas comes to remind us that in these moments, that we are good, that we are special, that we are loved, and that you are worth $1 million. No matter how much we hear that, though, sometimes we struggle to feel and embrace our own worth and the worth that Jesus gives every human being by being born into this world. But if you don't feel worthy and see the value in yourself, it is very hard to think that others are worthy and see the value in them. And that is why the shepherd's story and the message of the angels in this gospel is so important to them and to our world. These shepherds were keeping watch over the flock, and the angel appeared to them, a group that society had trouble seeing value in. Often similar to like policing systems tend across our country to struggle to see the value in Black life, with the killing of unarmed Black men and women. Sometimes we can experience with structures and in society such a challenging way of engagement that it can cause you to wonder if your life really matters. And so these shepherds would watch over their sheep 24/7. They fed them, they guided them, they protected them, they slept with them, they smelled like them, they binded up their wounds, and if one died, they handled their bodies and they buried them. Now, there were rituals that they could do that would make them acceptable for worship after touching a dying sheep. But this would require that they leave the sheep, which they couldn't do. No good shepherd leaves his sheep. And that is why we call Jesus our good shepherd. Jesus never leaves us, never forsakes us. He's always at our side. And so these shepherds were often cut off because they couldn't do the ritual cleansing. They were often cut off from the temple. But they weren't cut off from God, because in this gospel, God sends for them. The angels appear to them. We have often felt cut off by many things in this pandemic. So that experience that the shepherds felt is known to us. Recently, John Eisenberg lost his brother this week to COVID complications. And because of all the hospital restrictions, he told me that he just felt cut off, not being able to be with his brother, his niece, his family in the way that we normally would. It creates such a complicated experience of grief to not be able to say goodbye, to be at the bedside. But we know that he was not alone. God was right there. God is always with us. We are never alone. But you know, because of bad theology, sometimes we feel cut off from God, but we're not. We're not. We are enough for God. And so when God comes, Jesus comes in the form of this vulnerable, lowly, harmless baby as a gift to the world. God is sending a message. Because babies don't judge you. Babies don't condemn you. Babies just love you and rely on you to take care of them. And so we have a God this Christmas who have put himself in our hands. And then Jesus asks that we put ourselves in Jesus' hands. And that is exactly what Mary and Joseph and the shepherds do in this gospel. They put their trust in God. They set their fear aside. As the angels appear and the shepherds are afraid, they're asked to set their fear aside, to hear the good news of this birth of Jesus, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. And so through every interruption in their lives, they are called on to choose to trust. And we are called on to choose to trust through our interruptions as well. Because we know that sometimes our interruptions are opportunities for God to work through us in this world. I remember when I was 15 years old, I experienced one of the biggest interruptions of my life, my father's sudden death. My joy was a little less. My family celebrations weren't the same. And it was a struggle to find my bearings in life as I knew it before. Nothing in life seemed the same. Even the air appeared to breathe differently. I had many days where I felt isolated and disconnected. But I learned that when life throws you an interruption, you have two choices. You can become bitter and resentful, which I did for a while. Or you can trust that God has a bigger plan for your life, which is where I ended up eventually. For me, God was teaching me, I think what he teaches us in this gospel story today, that just because I didn't have my earthly father didn't mean that I was without someone to care for me, to love me, to encourage me, and to remind me that there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. God's love for me never wavered. God's love for you doesn't waver. Our God's light breaks through the darkness. This light interrupts so that we might bring change to our world. Jesus, the light of the world, we're called to take hold of that light this Christmas and shine it into the darkness. And Spiritus, you have done that in your generosity to the poor and your commitment to justice. As systemic racism and the pandemic has exposed racism in healthcare, our government and our hospitals, and many of you are addressing it. The homeless offensive during this pandemic has exposed the darkness of homelessness, and the world is now addressing it. We have taken this light to transform policing in our country and to address global warming. And since this pandemic, do you know there has been a 7% drop worldwide of carbon dioxide emissions, the major cause of global warming? Friends, Mary and Joseph move through every hurdle, knowing that these interruptions in their lives were really part of a bigger revolution for change, a love revolution. Nothing can stop the love revolution that God is bringing to us. Jesus didn't come to rescue a fallen, unworthy, wretched humanity. He came to honor it, to be one of us, to call us to himself. We don't have to change God's mind about us. Jesus came to change our mind about God, to remind us that it's good to be human, to remind us that we are holy, that our circumstance can never define us and where God is trying to take us, that there is a light at the end of this tunnel that we're in, that Jesus is bringing that light through each of us, that same light that the shepherds followed to the manger, trusting in faith that God will always make a way. All we need to do, friends, is see past the interruptions and see the revolution of love that this baby Jesus brings us. Merry Christmas, Spiritus.